freetalklive.com. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
You can bring up anything. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time. Political, personal, whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it be, a rant. You got on some sort of political issue. You got to get something off your chest. You got a problem on the home front, problem with the family, the girlfriend, the significant other, boyfriend, fiance, etc. We want to hear about whatever's on your mind. That's why we call the show Free Talk Live. And again, the number is 1-800-259-9231. Here from 7 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. We also have a live Saturday show that we do on from 8 to 10 o'clock on Saturday nights. So, where should we get started tonight, guys? Because when you don't call in, we have to bring stuff up. Jason, what do you got?
Well, I've got a story about a peculiar religious sect that has raised over $500,000, or did raise, rather, $500,000 for both Bush's and Mel Martinez's election campaigns.
And Mel Martinez is a Florida state Republican.
Yes, one of the big battles.
He didn't
battles.
Win, I don't think.
No, he did.
No, okay.
He did,
unfortunately. He did win.
Yes, he did.
Oh, okay.
He beat Betty Castor.
All right. So who is this mystery group?
They are called the Exclusive Brethren.
That sounds weird already.
What does that mean? And where is this being reported in? I see you have a newspaper in front of you.
St. Petersburg Times.
Okay, so this isn't some weirdo website that's making outlandish claims.
No, this isn't an actual newspaper.
Right, okay. Got it. And it's front page, I see that.
Yes, it is.
Well, tell me about it.
Well, this mysterious committee, backed by members of a secret religious group, they're forbidden to vote, and they spent $500,000 on newspaper ads last year supporting President Bush and U.S. Senate candidate Mel Martinez. The Thanksgiving 2004 committee raised the money from residents of 18 states, plus $377,000 and change from Bruce Hazel of London, England. Huh. None of the money was raised in Florida, yada, yada, yada. Now, this group of men who formed the committee belong to the Exclusive Brethren. They're a reclusive religious group with their roots in England and Australia. Hmm. The group includes members from Knoxville, Tennessee, Omaha, Nebraska, and other U.S. cities, although they are based in England and Australia.
Huh.
And they don't vote, they don't read newspapers, they don't watch television, they don't participate in the outside world at all.
Hmm. But so, they want to participate in this case. They want to take their money and have an effect in the election.
They are apparently a religious sect that cuts themselves off from the world entirely, except for hoping that President Bush and Mel Martinez get reelected.
That is really strange. Now, what I want to know is, when I was involved, and I've been involved in campaigns in the past, and I donated, contributed a little bit of money to the Libertarian Michael Badnarik campaign, this past year, there's a $2,000 limit per person on personal contributions that you can give. I think a corporation can only give $2,000. So did they do one of those move-on kind of organizations where they kind of started their own little interest group and then placed ads on specific issues? Or did they actually somehow manage to funnel the $500,000 to those campaigns?
Well, they funneled it through an advertising firm in Tennessee. And the funny thing about this is there's some law in the books about foreigners giving campaign contributions within, I believe it's 60 days of mm-hmm. the election, and these fellas overstepped that, so they're a little bit of hot water for that as well.
Oh, is that why they're being reported on? Because they kind of made a mistake there?
Well, in yesterday's paper, no. In today's paper, yes.
Huh. What else do you have? Any details?
Well,
if you've got a comment here, it sounds very strange to me. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. So not much else is known about this group besides the fact they don't watch TV. They aren't actually forbidden by their religion, whatever it is, from voting. And do we know, anything else about the beliefs of this group?
Nothing. Not explained at all.
But we know who's in charge. We know at least we know who the contributors are that are involved, right? We know the names of those people because they have to give that information up, right?
Right. We know the name of...
But they're not talking. They're not talking about their religion.
They were all of them were contacted by the newspaper. None of them responded. Except
well, then that is a telephone.
Right. They can't use the telephone.
Haven't read the newspapers, so they don't know what the heck's being said.
Now that can't be true. If they can't use the telephone, how the hell did they possibly put this organization together? How did they... What do they do? Send notice through mail? Do they use snail mail still?
Harrier pigeons.
Harrier, yeah, right? I mean, just a weird sound.
It says here they don't vote, read newspapers, use computers, cell phones, don't watch TV or listen to the radio. They shun family members.
That sounds so weird.
Yeah, they shun family members who become, quote, too worldly.
Okay. Too secular.
Right.
Got it.
Higher education is strictly forbidden. As
so
is
dumb,
membership in certain organizations such as the Boy Scouts of America or labor unions. And they can't serve in the armed forces either.
Huh.
So I don't have much nice to say about these people.
No, I don't either. And
they don't like higher education.
They sound like Amish with bad intentions.
Yeah, you're right about that. The Amish kind of just stay away from elections, don't they? They just just sit it out.
Yeah.
And they just do their own thing. I got a lot of respect for the Amish. We have here in the Tampa Bay area, we have a large community of Amish folk that live here and Mennonites. And I've had the opportunity to talk to some of them, and they really are just the nicest people.
Mm.
They are the kind of religious people who they will never force their religious beliefs on you. I mean, you could, if you want, you can go and ask them about their religious beliefs. They'll be happy to tell you about it.
And you're welcome to go to their church if you'd like to do that.
Sure, mm-hmm. But they'll never stand on a street corner pounding the pulpit, if you will, and trying to recruit you into their religion.
If you died tomorrow, would your soul be saved?
Yeah, they don't use those kind of tactics. They don't get in your face. And you got to have respect. I mean, I'm not a religious person, but I have a lot of respect for a religion that operates in that fashion.
Absolutely.
No. You do your own thing. You have your own little ceremonies or whatever it is that you do in your religion, and keep it to yourselves. If I want to know about it, I'll ask you about it. So I like those. Those people are all good in my book. I mean, regardless of how you feel about their beliefs, is it the Amish that are the ones that don't use electricity, or is it the Mennonites?
It's the Amish.
The Amish.
It's the Amish that don't. Okay, so the Mennonites are kind of the more, I guess, as you put it, worldly.
Reformed.
Right.
Amish.
The more contemporary Amish.
Right. And something else you got to respect them for is they've got real community. I mean, if you try to step into an Amish community and start telling them, there's all these zoning laws and we want to control you in this way and that, they are going to stand up.
You'll get a pitchfork in your stomach.
Yeah. Yeah. So I definitely have a lot of respect for that. 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Now, Manwich, you've been punching away at your laptop this whole time, and I'm wondering, are you doing any research on
the exclusive brethren?
The exclusive brethren. I'm hoping you've done some research on it.
But actually, I was punching up other stuff.
Oh, okay.
Getting ready for you later on in the show.
Well, now it's your time, Manwich, so what do you want to bring up? Because I don't know what else to say about these guys. I mean, it's just bizarre.
They're wacky. We don't really know enough about them to...
Well, what's it say in the article? Anything beyond just a couple of... You know, the little choice bits there.
And it's a big article. I mean, it makes allegations about how they broke the law in the way they gave their money 60 days, I guess within 60 days from the election.
Would the campaigns have been breaking the law by accepting the money, too? Or do they not? I mean...
You would think they would. They probably would be.
I mean, it would seem to me that it would be the campaigns that would be responsible for adhering to the law. I don't know what the law is campaign contributions. I would think that the campaigns would know, though.
Well, I mean, even if the Bush campaign is responsible, how much kind of a... I mean, it's probably just a monetary penalty. It's not going to invalidate the election results or anything like that.
Oh, of course not. They'll get fined or something along
right.
those lines.
I mean, so they got a $500,000 in campaign contributions, and the fine's probably like $5,000 for taking it outside of the appropriate time frame.
I'll take that kind of interest any old time.
Yeah, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. If you don't take control of the show, where are we going next, Manwich?
Outposts of Tyranny.
Outposts of Tyranny. Ah! What's that all about? Well, we'll tell you coming up next. It's your show. You take control at 1-800-259-9231. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children. But we can do that on our own. Thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
Whether it's fair or not, people judge you by the words you use. In business and socially, your vocabulary and language skills tell everyone about your background, education, even your intelligence. That's why you need Verbal Advantage. While you listen, Verbal Advantage will give you the confidence that comes with a strong command of the English language. No more fumbling for the right word. No more embarrassment at how to express yourself. No more fear of using the wrong word. And it's so easy. To learn, you simply listen. When you want, where you want. See why over 100,000 people have already gotten the verbal advantage they need for success.
To learn more about verbal advantage, call now 1-800-419-WORD. That's 419-WORD. 1-800-419-WORD.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. Bring up anything that might happen to be on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
And again, 1-800-259-9231. Oh, forgot to mention, Free Talk Live. How could we forget this? Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or you can log on at freestateproject.org. Again, that is freestateproject.org. Every single one of us is going.
That's right.
We're members.
Can't wait to run up there to those cold temperatures.
Mm-hmm. Don't forget, you can also log on to freetalklive.com and get interactive with us there. We've got the archives, the last 6 days' worth of the show, fully archived and fully described on the website, downloadable at your convenience, 24 hours a day, no monthly fee required. So check that out. Dig that at freetalklive.com. A moment ago, we were talking about this group called the Exclusive Brethren. I know, man, what you promised, we were going to get to the Outposts of Tyranny?
Outposts of Tyranny.
We'll talk about them in a little bit, but I did a little Google search here, which you should have done last break since you were tapping away on your keyboard. But I've picked up the slack for you.
Thanks, Pike.
And I've logged into, apparently the BBC has a huge section on the different religions of the world, and the Exclusive Brethren is listed. And they tell about the history of the Brethren, the men that founded the organization. This is a very weird, very cultish, very close-knit, closed group, and one would also say, I think most people would say, closed-minded group, that have a very stringent set of rules that they live by. Jason, you brought them up because apparently they've made the news now for donating around $500,000 to the President Bush's campaign in 2004 and another Republican campaign in the state of Florida.
Although they don't vote or read newspapers.
Let me give you the list of what they can't do.
Go right ahead. It's quite long.
Yeah, according to the BBC, these activities... Well, actually, let me say that first, the Exclusive means that they are separated from inequity or separation from sin.
Iniquity.
Iniquity, excuse me. It makes the Exclusive Brethren unique, I guess. According to them, the members must avoid anything sinful. Members must keep away from any person or group that does not follow the Exclusive Brethren teaching, and that includes other Christians. Members of the Exclusive Brethren do not make friends or even eat with people outside of their church. Non-members are called worldlies. Families do not have televisions, radios, or computers. And actually, we'll get to that here in just a moment. They meet in halls. The meeting halls exclude the world to the extent of not even having windows.
Hmm.
Members who do something against the Exclusive Code are required to confess their sin during church meetings and demonstrate their repentance. If they don't, they are then withdrawn. For instance, no member of the group at that point will then speak, work, or deal, or even eat with those individuals.
Wow.
Here are some of the things that they are forbidden to do.
I think that's what Jesus wanted.
Exclusive Brethren.
Yeah, Jesus wants people to act like that.
They are forbidden from watching television. They are forbidden from listening to the radio, visiting places of entertainment, reading newspapers, reading fiction, using computers and the internet. They believe that these are being used by the man of sin, apparently who is referred to in the book of Revelations. Using mobile phones or any other device that uses radio waves.
That stuff will cook your brain.
Yeah, it will.
Owning pets. Owning pets.
That's so weird.
Now, apparently the pet rules have been relaxed and some members are now said to own pets. The only way, according to the BBC, the only way that they can learn about the Exclusive Brethren is from those who have been withdrawn, from those who have basically been ejected from the organization.
Who the heck wants to be in that organization? Sounds like a crappy way to live.
Probably, it's probably like any other form of brainwashing. I mean, the kids are born into it.
Right.
There's probably a lot of incest going on. I remember seeing an episode of Oprah or one of those talk shows on TV where they were talking about this reclusive group, and I don't know if it was the Exclusive Brethren, but this reclusive group somewhere in the United States that lives out in the middle of Arizona or New Mexico or something like that, just away from all civilization. And they've got their own little kind of inbreeding city, I guess. Those little inbreeding town where they have similar rules like this. You can't leave the town. There's kind of like the Truman Show. There's nothing outside of this town. You know, this is your life. And escaping from the town is a dangerous thing. Like if the kids get it in their head that they want to leave, it's like possibly a life risking sort of a thing to try and get away from this group.
Oh.
The men in the group are basically they get to choose who they want to impregnate. The teenage girls that are there, and so they knock them up and they have babies with them, and they just continue this process of brainwashing these people into their religion, and I'm sure most of them just fall right in line. The only way that you could possibly get away from this brainwashing would be to really have an epiphany, you know, a moment of truth in your life and realize that maybe there is something else out there that you're missing. You and I can't imagine, Manwich or Jason, what it would be like to be raised in an atmosphere like this.
It's bizarre. I can't imagine what it would be like being, you know, sectioned off like this in some kind of commune. No.
Well, take North Korea, for example. Now, that's an example of where they're trying to do it on an entire country. They're not just trying to do it on a little town somewhere in Arkansas. It's an entire nation. North Korea, shut off. You can't leave. You can't. You really probably can't come in unless you have exclusive permission from Kim Jong-il himself. And I found an article last night.
I love that haircut he's got.
Yeah, the pompadour.
Big pompadour.
Oh, yeah.
I saw an article last night that apparently there's a video that has surfaced now from somewhere in North Korea, the northern part of North Korea, that shows some hooded and masked individuals defacing a picture of Kim Jong-il.
Ooh.
And claiming they want democracy or whatever. And so, I mean,
cruising for a bruising.
They are stirring it up over there. I mean, that for something like that to happen in North Korea is very, very unusual.
Hmm.
But at least in a huge country like that, you've got the chance that forbidden doctrines are still being spread around.
Right.
You know, people have manuscripts that describe freedom, and people have manuscripts that describe other types of governments that are
right
out there. And they kind of, you know, pass those around on the underground. But when you've got a little town, there's a whole lot more control that you can have there. And so, therefore, the things that you can do to people's minds are unbelievable.
I guess you could totally isolate people in a little town like that.
Yeah.
Especially if there's no, like, road to the town.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So, here's the other things they can't do. We left off with owning pets. They cannot own pets. They can't remarry after a divorce, which are very, very seldom within this particular church, the Church of the Exclusive Brethren. They can't take out life insurance. They cannot go to, as you put it before, higher education. They can't go to a university, as this exposes young brethren to morally unhelpful influences.
Like knowledge.
They cannot stand up and run for political office, but apparently there's no forbidding on donating to political candidates.
Apparently not.
And it really makes you wonder what these guys, how they feel about George W. Bush. I mean, they really must feel like this guy accepts their values. They really must feel like George Bush is akin to them to actually step up and give this kind of a donation to him.
How on earth could they know this, though? If they don't watch TV, they don't listen to the radio, they don't read the newspapers, they're totally cut off.
How? You ask too many questions, Jason.
No, yeah. That's a great question. Maybe old Georgie Boy's a member.
Maybe Georgie Boy's a member. 1-800-259-9231. Very secretive, very strange. Anyway, there you go. If you get a comment, 800-259-9231, I swear, unless you interrupt the show, which you can do, we will get to the Outposts of Tyranny. Coming up next, this is Free Talk Live.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Valentine of True Health, and let me tell you, I found something that really can be true health for all of you. I use it. In fact, everybody in my family now uses it. It's called the Sacro Wedgie. And it is a device that was invented by a football coach to help his athletes. And what it is, it's a wedge device, just a small one, that you put underneath your sacrum. And then you get down on it. You put your weight down on it on the floor. And you let gravity do the work. I mean, you talk about back pains going away. Chiropractors go away. You don't need them anymore. You got to give it a try. So I suggest you take a look at the website, sacrowedgie.com. You can call toll-free, 1-800-737-9295, and get all the information you need. 1-800-737-9295, or go to the website, sacrowedgie.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Tired of your Touareg? Out of love with your Lexus? And lusting for the latest model? Today, a new look means buying a new car. But I'll tell you how the future may change that when we come back. What do your engine, transmission, driveline, power steering, and cooling system all have in common? When your service technician properly cleans, flushes, and conditions these systems with BG products and services, it pays off big time. With more trouble-free miles for you. Why BG? BG services include a 150,000-mile, 7-year protection plan. Free. Some restrictions apply, so get the facts on protecting your automotive investment at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. Today, a trade-in is a trade-off. A new red-hot look for a lot of cold green cash. But in the future, consumers could change body styles without changing their cars. GM President Rick Wagoner hints at a collaboration between large automakers and smaller specialty design companies, in which automakers would build the powertrain, that's the engine, transmission, axles, and so forth, and coach builders would fashion the bodies that would snap on to the powertrain. Consumers could then interchange SUV, truck, or car looks while protecting their investments in the mechanical parts of the vehicle. Who said change isn't good? I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free 800-259-9231. This is your show. You bring up anything, political, personal, whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
You can also log on, get interactive with us on the website at freetalklive.com. We've got the bulletin board system with hundreds of users. We have surpassed the 250 mark, as a matter of fact. Thousands, literally thousands of posts for you to surf around through and get interactive there. I mean, you can post your own topics. You can respond to some of the topics that we post. And actually, when we are talking about an issue and we're getting getting details on it from the internet, like from an internet source, we'll post that link on the bulletin board system for you to check out on your own. So if you want to check our facts, for instance, you can do that. If you want to leave a comment, do that as well. So take control, get interactive, freetalklive.com. Again, the number's here, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231. Countries of terror? What are they called? Outposts of terror now?
Outposts of tyranny.
So there's no more access of evil.
Right. Now President George Bush and Condoleezza Rice, the nominee for Secretary of State, have decided that we don't have the axis of evil, which was Iran, North Korea, and Iraq.
Right.
Of course, Iraq, not really a country anymore, just a protectorate of the United States. They've added a few to this and called them the outposts of tyranny.
I'm wondering, worse that way, I guess, right?
Outposts of tyranny?
I mean, evil's a bad word and everything, but tyranny just sounds so much more behemoth-like. I mean, anybody can be evil, but these countries are tyranny.
I wonder if they're going to come up with, as slowly they're just going to grow this list to be like, franchises of nonconformists. I don't know exactly what they're, because it's clear that
everyone who's not the U.S.
A handful of rabble-rousers.
Right, handful of rabble-rousers. Yeah, I like that. And the countries that they have outlined all have significant human rights issues. But if I had to write a little paragraph, for instance, let me read Cuba's paragraph for you here. U.S. relations with Cuba have been stormy since Fidel Castro took power in 1959, and the U.S. invasion failed in 1961. Under President Bush, the U.S. has tightened trade and travel restrictions still further. Washington has regularly criticized Communist Cuba's rejection of political opposition and jailing dissidents. 2 days after Mr. Bush's re-election, State Department spokesman Richard Boucher said the United States condemns the Cuban regime's abuse of advocates of peace and change and reform. We call on the regime to cease its repression and to release all political prisoners. I could write a paragraph like that that would make the United States look really, really bad.
Absolutely.
I think a monkey could.
I'm just making it clear, that it wouldn't be too hard to talk about gallivanting across the globe, killing lots of indigenous people in a so-called war on terror.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In order to spread power and imperialism.
How about locking up innocent men in foreign mystery prisons without any sort of suggestion of giving them a trial? That's what we're doing.
It sounds to me like it's an abuse of of people, in my opinion.
At least old Fidel just kind of keeps to himself down there and just abuses his own people. We're out abusing everyone else in the rest of the world.
Globetrotting abuse.
With our 700-plus military bases that we have set up, our 135 different nations or so that we're currently occupying.
I'm just making it clear that it's easy to sit here as an American and say how great we are and how bad the rest of them are.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe there's another point of view. You know, maybe people are sitting in Cuba or Burma or Zimbabwe and they're saying, or any of many countries, France, for instance, and saying, you know, those Americans kind of stink, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Imperialist crap and big nuclear weapons and
Navy
and stuff.
What we're saying about communist Cuba is basically the pot calling the kettle black. I mean, we are plenty communist in this country. The education system, communist. The healthcare system, about 50% communist.
I'd rather have this communist United States than Cuba's communist.
Obviously,
well, sure. Any day.
But you're choosing between evils there, man. Which, I mean, you're making a point, and you're right. Yeah, the United States is still in the top 15 most economically free nations. We've dropped off of the top 10, but
we've been replaced by England, Great Britain. I mean, they're more economically free than we are. How terrible!
Apparently so.
I consider them socialists, and they're more economically free than we are.
Isn't that bizarre?
It's bizarre.
I mean, apparently even Canada, socialist Canada, has better property rights than the United States does.
Well,
so I mean,
it becomes more and more clear. I went to today I was at a meeting on economic development here in the Tampa Bay area, and they were just bandying about the government's use of eminent domain and whether or not we should be using it. We should be using it here and there. And these are the city council people that are talking like that. Fortunately, they decided not to, use it on only the most extreme circumstances. But it always seems interesting to me the way people just talk about eminent domain. Well, let's get it done with eminent domain. Well, I mean, that's people's property you're talking about taking away.
Yeah. What qualifies? Or what justifies taking people's property away by force?
They give you money for it. They're not just taking it by force.
Well, let's make it clear. It's in the Constitution.
Yes, it is.
And it's not something. It's not unconstitutional to take people's property away, but it has to be basically for the use of everybody is the idea. So you could put a...
Which I don't like that, by the way. I don't like the way that sounds. That sounds like communism to me right there.
Such as down in, I believe it's Northport, which is about an hour and a half south of
us. Tampa Bay, right?
Right. They wanted to tear down an entire community, a low rent community.
Like a trailer park or something, right?
Right. To put up a shopping mall.
Yeah, that's just not correct.
No, not at all.
That's not the appropriate constitutional use. I mean, I'll support the constitutional use of eminent domain just because I'd like to see us get back to the Constitution, but that's something that I would question about the Constitution. Just like, I don't think the Constitution was right about the Postal Service. We don't need the government doing that at all. So there's certainly some things in there that need to get excised. And I like the idea of property rights. If they want your property, they should be able to offer you enough money or enough benefits or whatever to make it so you're interested in selling it.
I have to agree. And I hate the idea of property taxes placing liens on your property and they can finally take it away from you
right.
If you don't choose to pay.
It's proof that you really don't even own your property. But we can get back into that here. This is a show that you can literally call in and interrupt. We've got a call coming in from Europe. Moulton.
Hello.
Hi, Moulton. You're on Free Talk Live.
I'm about this strange religious groups.
Yes,
I don't know. Maybe program. have you heard about Chill and Bones?
Skull and Bones or Chill and Bones?
Could one of the leaders of there be in one of the Bush and Bones men? It's
no,
the only
they,
idea.
They couldn't because the Skull and Bones Society is in. It's at one of the universities, Harvard University.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe
they don't believe in upper
things.
Higher education.
It's going to back to the 1796, I think, was another name then. They reemerged under the name Chill and Bones in 1832. I don't know. Maybe. This elite family, they have strange...
I don't know. Chill and Bones sounds like a really cool gang to me.
It's not cool. You have to be, I don't know, European royal aristocratic blood to be a member of it.
Yeah. All right, Moulton. Any final thoughts? We're about out of time.
I just think maybe that's something like I don't know,
somehow connected.
Secret society.
It could be. It's definitely secretive. It's definitely bizarre. And thank you for the call, man. We really appreciate you listening. 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. Proof that we really do reach a worldwide audience here.
Certainly do.
Sometimes they're kind of hard to understand, but we do our best. We give them a shot.
Yeah.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up anything. We'll talk more about your property rights being taken away. This is Free Talk Live.
AHealthyLifeChoice.com now offers Dr. Sid Sanford's latest homeopathic complex formulations. Virility for men and Venus for women can increase stamina and sensitivity. Helps men with erectile dysfunction and lubrication for women. Enhances your immune system, helps gain muscle mass and much more. Reverses the effects of aging, improves your sex life, lose wrinkles naturally, no more cellulite, improves your vision and memory retention. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. Our many formulations rejuvenate HGH and athletic factor. For men and women can increase energy and build muscle mass while losing fat. Stressed? Anxiety-ridden? Eliminate stress and anxiety naturally by day while promoting sleep at night. Help your body heal itself with our complex formulations. AHealthyLifeChoice.com, 866-318-4578. 866-318-4578. The choice is yours.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now or log on to freestateproject.org.
Hi, folks. This is Alex Jones. Whether you are aware or not, World War III has started. Let me rephrase that. Oil War III has started. Don't kid yourself. The reason we went into Iraq is oil. Now we are looking at the possibility of invading Iran and even Saudi Arabia. Why else would the U.S. be building 13 permanent military installations inside Iraq? Does it look like we're pulling out? The nations of the earth are consuming oil at the rate of 83 million barrels per day and growing. At this rate of consumption, experts predict that oil prices will only go up. Ready Reserves prepared a free booklet explaining the world's oil supply and how it will impact you and how it will change the world forever. Call Ready Reserves at 1-800-453-2202 and ask about the free booklet and what you can do to prepare. That's 800-453-2202. After you read the booklet, you will understand just how dangerous the world has become. That's 1-800-453-2202 or email your request to readyreserves@aol.com. That's 800-453-2202.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Political, personal, it's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Don't forget, you can also get interactive with us online at freetalklive.com and check out the Shrine of Female Listeners. Yes, that's right. Free Talk Live attracts all sorts. I mean, you heard we had somebody in Europe call in just a moment ago. We got both men and women listening to this show because, Manwich, isn't it kind of like a common theory amongst talk radio people that it's a male-dominated sport?
Well, it's true that talk radio is definitely more male demographic. That's the truth. But on Free Talk Live, we have a lot of female listeners.
That's true.
And we intend to show that to program directors that might be looking at our site, so we have the Shrine of Female Listeners.
Exactly. And it's just a nice thing to look at, to prove that we really do have these women. In fact, some of them have gone so far as to send us a validated picture, which shows them usually holding up a sign that says something in regards to Free Talk Live, or I hate Manwich, or something, you know, yeah. Something that proves that they actually...
Ian must die.
to be honest, I think a lot of our female listeners have said things like "Manwich is my hero," so they do tend to like Manwich. But they've actually validated themselves. So, ladies, if you're out there and you want to be part of it, all you have to do is email us your picture to ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. Now, we're talking about the war on terrorism, the new outposts of terror, apparently, which they're now... they've changed the Axis of Evil to the Outposts of Terror and added a few countries, right?
Right.
Yeah. Okay, well, we talked about that, and somehow we spun that into the abolishment of property rights in this particular nation, because there's a little something called eminent domain. If you've never heard of it, it actually is in the Constitution. It gives the government the ability to take away people's property, but only if they have a real compelling public interest sort of reason for it. I'm not necessarily a fan of that, but of course our governments have taken it to the next five steps. They've gone ahead and just decided to take people's property because they want to build a new shopping mall.
Right. Or if it benefits everybody as opposed to everybody's use.
Or actually if it benefits the government, because the government will say, well, we are everybody. We're getting more tax dollars from a shopping mall than we'd be getting from your trailer park.
Sure.
So we're going to go ahead and just evict you from your own property, from the property that you own. And it kind of brought me to something that actually was posted on our bulletin board system at freetalklive.com from Larry Salzman on the erosion of property rights. He says the government should be the protector of property rights, not one of the worst violators. Imagine that you've been enjoying your backyard picnic table and chairs for the past 10 years when suddenly, for no apparent reason, you're served notice from a government agency that you'll be fined $6,000 per day unless you remove them. Or imagine that you'd like to add a stone walkway to your garden, which is something that I'd like to do at my house, as a matter of fact. You begin to research the procedure and the costs, only to learn that a lengthy application will be required with multiple hearings before a state commission.
To put some rocks on the ground?
Yeah, you find yourself embroiled in a Kafkaesque legal battle costing tens of thousands of dollars. Finally, after years of struggle, the government struggling against the government demands as a condition... the government demands as a condition for your approving your little walkway that you donate a portion of your land to the state.
Mm, wow.
Do these sound like nightmarish stories out of some totalitarian regime, say Cuba or North Korea or one of the other...
Or Myanmar,
one of the other outposts of terror? It absolutely sounds like that to me.
Sure.
Well, shockingly, they're absolutely normal everyday incidents for property owners across the nation. In California, for example, a state agency called the California Coastal Commission routinely tramples the property rights of coastal landowners. People residing within 5 miles inland of California's 1,100 miles of coastline are subject to the commission's power to approve or deny improvements involving, quote, any solid structure on their property.
I don't think a stone walkway really qualifies as a solid.
This can include adding a room to a home, planting trees, adding a fence or garden walkway.
It's not a solid structure.
According to the government of California,
the structure
it
for
is.
What? A squirrel? You can't live in a tree. You can't get in a tree.
Adding a fence or garden walkway. And yes, in one current Orange County case, a picnic table and chairs. You thought
not
he was BSing. Well, it doesn't matter what you say, man. It's because you're not in charge.
It's true.
These jackasses are in California, and it could be very well the same where you live. Every single township, every single county, every area of this country has their own asinine zoning laws. And that's why I always say it's better to ask forgiveness than to ask permission. Like, if you can get away with doing some changes to your house or something like that without the busybody neighbor figuring it out or the code enforcement truck driving by and... citing you for it, by all means, do it. If you're going to change some plumbing in your bathroom and there's laws against plumbing modification in your town, don't call the bureaucracy and ask them for permission for it. They're just going to ask you to pay for a permit.
Yep.
And then they'll have some bureaucrat come out and eyeball it, and he'll say, yep, looks like a plumbing job. Sign off on some form and walk away. And, of course, he's getting paid $10 an hour to do that job. And you had to pay $100 for the permit. And then, on top of that, pay the plumber to do the work.
Yeah. Sure.
Like when my old man was renovating his house maybe 7 or 8 years ago, he knocked out one of the walls between his family room and his garage.
Mm-hmm.
And one of his neighbors ratted him out to the zoning board. So... now, a couple thousand dollars later, he actually got the permits to take care of everything.
Well, I can't stand busybody neighbors. Busybodies are the worst kind of individuals in I think, period, in life. There are people with nothing better to do with their time than get into your business and find out what you're doing. That's why I don't want to know any of my neighbors. I got no interest in having them know me or come over to my house or spend any time with me. You just live your life and I'll live mine. Now, if I start destroying your property, then you got something to talk about. You've got something to complain about. But I keep to my damn self. We want to hear from you. 1-800-259-9231. More examples of the government destroying your property rights, if you ever had any. Coming up next on Free Talk Live.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardivite? Cardivite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardivite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardivite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardivite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardivite.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and the messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with 2 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle 1-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
You've heard about PAWS from BioOx International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioOx Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioOx Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioOx Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioOx.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioOx International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioOx Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioOx Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioOx.com. That's BioOx.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioOx family of products.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, the show that you can literally take control of. Bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Jason.
And Manwich.
Political, personal, anything goes. And don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com and check out the live streaming that we have. If you're on the periphery of a radio station signal and it's just too staticky, log on. It's freetalklive.com. We got a crisp, clean signal there every night from 7 to 10 o'clock, Monday through Friday. We also have our Saturday night show, of course, from 8 to 10. All of them, every hour, streamed for your convenience at freetalklive.com.
And so if your AM station isn't coming in as well as you'd like it to?
Sure, or maybe you're visiting friends and family, and you're listening to the show, you like it, and you want to listen to it when you get home, and we're not on your local stations.
Or perhaps you're listening to one of our other feeds that has a tendency to drop and go and drop and go.
One of our affiliates feeds.
Yeah, one of our affiliates feeds that, you know, a variety of different places.
Yeah.
This is the best way to get it is freetalklive.com.
So we're talking about your property rights. And again, you can interrupt the show anytime at 1-800-259-9231.
So I've been scouring my little little copy of the Constitution I love to carry with me.
You guys both carry constitutions with you, which is great. I have mine in my truck at all times, so it's always where I am for the most part, but I don't actually put it in my pocket. But you can tell Jason, look how worn his is. He's been literally bringing that with him everywhere he goes.
Everywhere I go.
That's awesome.
I've been looking for the bit that I wanted to talk about as far as eminent domain, and I couldn't find it. I knew there was in there, I just didn't know where it was. It's in the Fifth Amendment.
Okay.
It's not in the Constitution.
What does it say?
It says, let's see, I can read the sentence. Basically, it says here that...
1-800-259-9231. This sandwich scans here.
Nor will... person be deprived, nor will be deprived of life, liberty, or property without the due process of law, nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation.
Without just compensation.
Yeah. That's it.
So it's pretty open-ended.
Yeah, it's pretty open-ended. But it's getting more and more interpreted that, and this is, I think, where the Libertarian Party can really step in and get a name for itself in the world at large, is so many people are having their property taken away for Walmarts, malls, and private companies. I believe that the Trump Tower had a bunch of property confiscated to be built in New Jersey. All these ways that people are getting their property confiscated, they're not being compensated in the manner that they want to be compensated. They're being kicked out of their homes that they lived in for 30 years. This is a way that the Libertarian Party can really get some news.
I think so. I don't know about that. I don't think, given that Mr. Badnarik was arrested the night of the second debate.
Yeah,
and
that's true. He was the Libertarian presidential candidate. You have to let people know that because most people don't know.
And so he and David Cobb of the Green Party
presidential
both
candidate.
Arrested on the second the night of the second debate.
Yep.
Who heard about it?
Nobody.
Nobody. Nobody. Just the activists, just the ones who are following to find out what happened.
Right. Apparently, the Libertarian Party is tantamount to the bubonic plague when it comes to mainstream media.
Well, that's another reason why it's time to join together and join the Free State Project and get to New Hampshire, because they're actually making press in New Hampshire. The 50 or so people who have moved there are already busy doing things,
on
the ground, real core political grassroots kind of stuff, and they're making press. And it's not even hard for them to do it. They don't have to beg for it. So the attitude there is totally different. And imagine when we get 1,000 of them there, 2,000, 5,000, or 20,000. And that's the goal, to have at least 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to move all to one state in New Hampshire and actually make a difference, actually create the freest state in the nation. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. We're going to come back with another hour. And actually, we're here until 10 o'clock. It is your show. Take control.
If you're tired of...